I'll be here. Okay, we're ready?
We're ready.
All right. Why are we here?
Hi, I'm Crystal Kawula, lead coordinator of MVP Days, and I'm here with Dave Kawula, Hyper-V MVP, accomplished author,
stand-up
technical
comedian.
Evangelist, wannabe stand-up comedian. Today is another countdown show to MVP Days. We are less than 50 days out, less than 45 days out, I think.
Wow, this is coming up fast.
It is. We are... First, I have good news and bad news. The good news is we have had a great response this year. The bad news is, well, good news for us. Bad news, if you haven't registered yet, is we are getting close to being sold out. So if you haven't registered yet, I highly encourage you to go and go to www.mvpdays.com. Choose the city, and hopefully when you go on there, by the time this airs, there's still some tickets left. Once the tickets are sold out, we will stop taking registration. So if you go on and you can still register, then there's still a ticket available for you.
I want to just put this in perspective. Last year was our first year running MVP Days. Mm-hmm. And we didn't sell out. We sold out in each of the cities, but we didn't sell out until just maybe a week before.
About, I think almost 2 weeks before.
Yeah. And so this time we're like 4 to 5 weeks out. So don't wait. Make sure that you register early.
Yes. We also actually opened up more tickets this year than last year. And once again, we are sold out based on last year's numbers. We are almost sold out for the tickets that are available. There is, at time of recording, less than 50 tickets left per city. Some, even one city, I won't even say which one, because it might change as this is recording, but less than 25 left in one city. So
we had one announce, we had one day about a week ago. I think there was over 50 registrations in one day.
There was. So register. If you haven't registered yet, make sure you register as soon as you get a chance, because once the tickets are sold out, that's it. Because of my commitments for catering numbers and just organization, I cannot have... Last year, we had a lot of people show up at the door saying, I forgot to register. Can I please come in? I'm pretty lenient, but... I won't have that much ability to allow that this year. There might be a wait list, and we may be able to get you in if you are going and checking and there is no tickets available for you. Do send me an email at crystal@mvpdays.com. Let me know your registration information, and I will put you on the wait list if you are unable to get a ticket for the city of your choice. Let me know the city you want and name, company name, email address, phone number, and I will put you on the list and contact you if we have another ticket available for you.
Awesome. Well, I have a really cool announcement for this countdown show. It's actually in regards to our Vancouver show. So as you may or may not know, Crystal, I've been doing a lot of work with 5.9 Software.
I did know that.
So 5.9 Software...
I believe you're a technical evangelist for them.
I may very well be. And so my boss, Simon Perryman, who used to be one of the worldwide lead cloud evangelists for Microsoft, and then left about, I think it would be about 8 months now, to go join Five9 Software. So now he's one of their VPs of business development. He's an amazing speaker. He actually has delivered over 40 keynote presentations for Microsoft.
He's a really nice guy. I can speak to that.
Yes. And so the big announcement is that he might actually be joining us in Vancouver. So as it stands right now, that's the plan. I know he had some other commitments that he's trying to duck out of in South America, but he's going to try his best to take and join us in Vancouver. By try his best, he will come.
He will come. Because, like I said previously, I'm pushy.
So that's great. So he might actually help us out a bit with the keynote presentation. So that's fantastic. That's a big name speaker for us, as well as potentially doing some other breakout sessions. And he'll be around in kind of the expo hall. And so that leads up to another really interesting point for MVP Days. For those of you that don't know or understand the format as to the way that the show works, is we have three tracks. We've got our Black Belt track, our IT Pro track, and we've got our Cloud track.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only do we have those, we've also got some sponsors that have been nice enough to help us cover the costs of MVP Days.
Yes.
And they're going to be set up in kind of an expo hall. So
yes.
If you've got questions on the technologies and you want to get some FaceTime with the vendors, you'll actually have a chance to do that. And it's a great chance to meet some of their really key individuals.
Yeah, you will get to enjoy a delicious lunch as well as the wonderful company of the people who actually paid for that lunch, which are our sponsors. I would like to actually acknowledge some of our sponsors. We have this year...
we've got Microsoft.
Microsoft, obviously.
Yes. So Microsoft's in as one of our platinum sponsors.
Yeah.
We've got GridStore.
GridStore is also one of our platinum sponsors, I believe, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Tricon Elite will be sponsoring once again as gold. We have Five9 Software, iGel, Nexam.
Got a few other ones that are coming in as well.
We currently have several that are we're in. Still speaking as to what levels are coming in at, but as we stand right now, those are our current sponsors, and I'd like to take a moment to thank them, because without them, we wouldn't be able to put on this show for the community, and that is why we do it. We do it for the community. It is not, it's not a for-profit show. It is absolutely a labor of love that we do for the IT community.
How much time goes into planning a show like this? I know we were trying to track the number of hours, but I think this show has kind of grown into...
Months and months.
It's
and
just grown into an animal of its own.
It's more and more planning, more and more logistics, a lot. It's a lot of time.
And I don't really know if we can actually let the cat out of the bag, but I think that we may actually be expanding the show. Not allowed to talk about that yet, but just wait. There's rumors.
Eastern Canada,
we may be coming to a city
actually,
near you.
I'd like to ask anyone that does watch this from Eastern Canada to let me know, comment.
Vote on your city.
Yeah, tell me the cities you would like to have it come out. We are going to be doing an Eastern show. I'm not announcing cities
yet. Is that confirmed?
Yet.
It's on video.
It's on video. So
we're coming.
It's
Eastern
we're
Canada.
Coming.
Eastern Canada, we're coming.
But I would like to, I know the cities where we're currently planning. I'd like to get some feedback from those of you out east who would like to see this come to your town.
Be a city.
Yeah. Please give me some feedback. Let me know. Also, because I don't venture out east enough.
Recommendations on venues?
Yeah, that would be also a nice thing. I do know some of the venues that I'm currently planning for, but if you have ones that of places you've been to that you would recommend for an event like this, please do let me know that as well. I always like feedback.
Big
fan of the feedback.
We're huge fans of getting a lot of feedback back on the shows, because you know what? That's how we make them better. And
keep the things you like the same.
Exactly. Because otherwise we don't know. We might change them. You might have loved the food. You might have loved the speakers. You might have hated the food, hated the speakers. How do we know to get rid of an MVP
or
not?
Nobody hated the food.
How do we know to get rid of an MVP or not? Just kidding.
We love
our MVPs. So that's actually another really key point that I wanted to bring up. The MVPs that come out to the show don't get paid. And a lot of people actually don't understand that.
It is a volunteer effort. It is
a week of their time.
Yep. It is often even their travel is out of pocket. It's honestly, like I said, you don't become an MVP for the glory. You do it out of love. It is a love of your technology. It is a love of your IT community. It is a love of presenting. It's a love of sharing the knowledge that you have.
Absolutely. And so I think that was really worthwhile mentioning, just mm-hmm. because a lot of people think that, you know, we get paid to go to a lot of these events. Now, there are certain events that we'll go to if we're going in as kind of a keynote or marquee speaker and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of us MVPs that will get a stipend for going in there and doing that work. But it's not the case for MVP Days. So no. this is really a volunteer effort all around.
A great crew of great people. And I'm much appreciative of the effort that they put in.
So the last count that I had, Crystal, if I count this correctly, is I believe we have 11 Microsoft MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you include the fact that
MVP hopefuls.
That's
what we call them.
We call them wannabes. No, that's a really bad pun. Sean Kearney actually had a really good story about this, about becoming an MVP. Both him and I have been MVPs. This will be my fifth year coming up. He's a little over 5 years. And we both had the same impressions of the MVP program when we first started. We always thought that this was some unattainable goal that, you know, that you couldn't get. We would see, you know, our idols, our heroes in industry getting recognized like this. And for us to see ourselves in that same light was something that was just, you know, we couldn't even believe that that was even possible. How do you get started along the path of becoming an MVP? You start getting involved. You start participating in shows like this. Crystal and myself and the rest of the organizing committee that are part of MVP Days, we need volunteers in each of these cities. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be something as simple as helping us run the registration desk, you know, helping us take and
because
just being
available.
Because everybody
likes to show up 2 minutes before it starts.
Exactly. So, you know what, if you're prepared to put in a bit of time, you know, you can get in touch with Crystal.
Please
and,
do.
You know, we always need some extra help because this is a volunteer
mm-hmm.
community type event. We'll never say no to help, right?
I'll never say never. I could be inundated with way too much help. It could happen.
Well, it's, sometimes, you know, you can throw that into the feedback pile as well too, right? So... so anyways, that was a really important topic.
So I wanted to go over quickly, just to, with my heartfelt thanks and just to let you guys know as well, who will be speaking at the MVP Days Roadshow this
yes.
year.
Is there a list published online where people can kind of check
on
out?
Where else but www.mvpdays.com.
You have to hold your hand up a little higher so I can put it on there.
There is a list. You can even see their handsome, gorgeous little faces. But we do have returning MVPs this year will
yes.
be, of course, Dave Kawula.
The one and only.
Thank goodness. we also have, as mentioned, Sean Kearney, Energize Tech, and potentially PowerShell Polly, his little sidekick.
We have
Marcos Noguera. Hyper-V MVP this year. Last year he came to us as a System Center MVP.
He was System Center, Cloud, and Data Center, yeah.
And this year he has switched. He has become a purist, as we call it.
That's right. So now he's a Hyper-V MVP.
He's a Hyper-V MVP.
He's with the cool kids now.
Emil Cabot, who last year actually joined us as a MVP hopeful, is now an MVP.
Yes,
and
great story.
Yes.
Great story with Emil becoming an MVP. Donated his time last year. Helped out a
yeah.
lot with the show last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, and wrote a book this year
yes.
with someone we know. We also have...
Advanced Windows Deployment available on Amazon. Starving author.
Starving. who else do we have returning from last year?
Not MVP, but we've got Rick Byrne from
yes.
Veeam Software, then with Nimble. Now with Veeam Software again, just so you guys know, in case you're wondering where to find him, we'll be co-presenting again. So I co-presented with Rick last year, and we had
yes.
a lot of fun with this. What else? Who else did we have in there?
We have...
Kelly Murphy is back.
He is from GridStore.
He will be presenting.
He's a co-founder of GridStore. He will
yeah.
be presenting. He was there last year. Had a blast. Had to come back.
New MVPs that we have.
New MVPs.
We have Simon Perryman, Most don't know this, but he's actually in the nomination process to become a Hyper-V MVP. How it
again,
works,
right? He was an MVP prior to joining Microsoft, I believe.
I believe so. I have to double check.
It's on video, so it's true.
Okay, sounds good. So how it works, though, is if you take a job with Microsoft, a lot of people don't know this, you have to relinquish your MVP.
Yes.
So it's not that you can't still participate in the community.
It's not that he lost it because he wasn't
good.
Good.
He lost it because he went to go work for the mothership.
He gave it up to go join the Microsoft team.
That's right. So you have to wait 6 months after coming down from the mothership. So when they drop you back on planet Earth, then you can take and you can reapply for it. So he's up for nomination again. He may actually be joining us at MVP Summit this year. So if all the paperwork goes through and everything is there.
If he gets approved. Maybe.
He'll be Hyper-V MVP as well. So that's awesome.
We also have Colin Smith Sistel from Surface Smiths as well. That's his podcast, right?
Yes. So if you guys haven't seen or heard that yet, Surface Smiths.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing podcast.
We have Todd I always screw this up.
Lamuth. Yeah.
Lamuth. He is an MVP in.
He's changed so many times. He used to be like a deployment. I think he's a deployment.
He's an MVP.
Toddle.
He knows stuff.
Toddle.
Things about
Todd's
stuff.
Todd's going to kill me for not knowing what his specialty is.
You're fired.
He's a deployment MVP. Any questions you have on MDT or deployment, he's your guy.
I will email him and then put it on the website so at least you guys will know what
now,
type of MVP
Colin
is.
Now, Colin and Todd and Sean Kearney are all from Eastern Canada. They're going to be flying in for all three cities, so that's pretty cool. We also have Jason Kazer.
Yeah.
So Jason Kazer actually recently went to go work for InFront Consulting. So that's very cool. New job, new gig for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be joining us as well. And he's a SharePoint MVP.
Excellent.
We have Philip Elder from Edmonton. And so Philip said that he wouldn't be able to join us for the Vancouver show, unfortunately, just because he's got a lot of new business line things that are launching. And so he'll be in Calgary and he'll be in Edmonton. Very cool specialty that Philip has. He's a cluster MVP. So anytime that you have issues clustering, you can talk to Philip. He'll be able to stake and help you.
Yeah. There's a gentleman I've known for quite a while now, Kevin Kaminsky, who will be joining us for the first time. So we're excited about that. He was an AppV MVP.
Yes. And
I believe that is going away. There's the designation, not Kevin. So he is switching over to...
What are you going to do? Take him out or what?
That's right. You're out of here. Where he is switching over to IT Pro, I believe his new designation is.
I think so, yeah.
Who else do we have?
MVP Hopeful and Scripting Guru. And the author of Patch Solution, which is one of the offerings that we actually provided free to the community, http://patchsolution.codeplex.com, free patching solution for your servers. And so Alan was the author of the PowerShell code.
That's Alan Rayfuse.
It's just Alan. Just know him as Alan. So he's from Vancouver. So and he's going to be joining us in all three cities, which is fantastic and very exciting.
We also have Kent Weir, who is joining us this year. First time for him as well.
Yep.
And
so he's going to be presenting some cloud content.
Azure MVP, yes.
He's an Azure and integration MVP. They used to be known as BizTalk MVPs.
Okay.
So he's kind of business to business.
I don't know what
they call now. Now, we have a new MVP that's joining us in the show from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
I believe his nomination date or his award date was April 1st of this
year.
April 1st is a very good nomination date. Do you know why?
Because it's your date.
Because it's my nomination date.
Award date.
That's right. And so Thomas Rayner is the, I think he's the vice president of the EMUG, so the Edmonton Microsoft User Group. And so I've had the opportunity of actually speaking at the Edmonton Microsoft User Group several times. They always get an absolutely amazing turnout. And Thomas is a local Western Canadian PowerShell MVP. Very cool. Who else do we have?
We actually have Clint Wycroft. Is that how I say that?
Yes.
And Clint Wycroft is actually flying up from the States to do a special roundtable at MVP Days this year. He actually requested, he contacted us and asked if he could come present this, and we were very grateful. It's putting the user back in user group.
Very cool session.
Which,
very
cool session. Yeah, I'm actually quite looking forward to. I might have to enlist some of those volunteers to watch things for me so I can attend that.
I believe Clint, his full-time job is actually working for Veeam Software. I think he's in a very small group with Doug Hazelman, Rick Vanover, and
he's one of the Veeam Vanguards, yes?
No.
Oh, no, he actually works, sorry. You're a Veeam Vanguard. He works for Veeam.
He works as one of their senior technical evangelists.
Yes.
So I think he's on the Microsoft platform, the Microsoft stack. So very cool. He's flying up from the States for that. So that's very cool.
And we have your boss over at Microsoft. Your boss has a VTS coming this time to, what is it? Not mitigate, but
he's
moderate.
He's going to moderate a session.
Session.
We're gonna be making him present a few things as well too, because
he loves that.
Very smart individual. probably one of the most handsome gentlemen in IT that I know.
I'm laughing because it's true.
Mr. Rod Prutzfeld,
We're very happy that he'll be joining us this year.
Number 27 in our programs, number one in our hearts.
There may still be more MVPs added to the list, but as it stands right now, I think I covered everybody.
Yes.
And there will also be more speakers added to the list, as some of the sponsorship that we have in line right now settles. There will be some presentations from some of our platinum sponsors, which you will want to see. The technologies that are coming out are awesome, and you to make sure that you stay ahead of that curve and hear the innovations that they are coming up with.
Now, one last kind of final closing cool note. In the last week or so, I know that you've been putting in a ton of time helping get our Channel 9 site at Microsoft up and running.
A little more than the last week or so, but yes.
Yes, so a ton of work going into these videos, the templates, and everything that goes into actually building these things. Starting to see a lot more content coming up with our episodes. These are episodes inside of our Channel 9 show, the MVP Countdown shows. And so where can you find it?
Good so, question. You so, go right ahead and
so
tell
it's
that.
HTTPS channel9.msdn.com/blog.
Blogza.
It's right here.
Slash.
Just don't worry about it. It's right here. It's sitting on my hand right here.
Stop putting it in. You put it right where my face is.
So it's interview with an MVP is our Channel 9 kind of official MVP Days site.
Yes.
Blog. They call it a blog, but it's really our own kind of channel inside of Channel 9. Millions of people actually subscribe every month to watch those videos. So we're getting a lot of content and syndication across there. So
extra millions now that our content.
Thank you very much to the best MVP lead in the world, Simran. If your bosses are watching, thumbs up, buddy. You're doing a really good job. See, the reason I have to do that is Sim only watches the first minute. And
we're
the last
not in the
minute
last minute
of our,
yet. I have something
video.
Else I have to make sure. I forgot last time
I have
time
to throw
to
another
mention.
Plug in at the end.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to tell him he's awesome again. MVP Hour. Something I started this summer.
Very
and
cool.
I'd like to make sure that everyone knows about it. It's nothing too complicated. It's a simple Twitter chat. It is a question-answer hour, where you can actually, I have many of our Canadian MVPs as well as from around North America that log in for the hour. They follow the Twitter feed, hashtag MVP Hour. And if you want to post your questions, I know a lot of, they used to be called the crew at TechEd, but now they are the crew.
The crew.
I don't know if we
the
call
crew
them.
At Ignite.
I think it's just the crew. A lot of them were logging in and asking some of their questions. And so if you want to log in, the next one, I believe, is August 4th. So 2
p.m.
I think,
Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah, tomorrow. So tomorrow, 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time,
yes.
It will be I was going to list what time it is elsewhere, but 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Please check your local listings. And yeah, it's a really fun, simple Twitter feed. That's all it really is. You can set up your tweet deck if you like to follow the hashtag MVP Hour. And yeah, ask your questions. We've got lots of brain power available to answer them. And what else was it I had to go over quickly again? The time and dates of the shows: September 21st in Vancouver at the downtown Marriott Pinnacle.
I have a quick question for you before you jump on the other cities. What time should people look at arriving for the show? Because there was quite a spread last year. I would suggest that, you know,
we hit rain in Vancouver, which I did not really think would be an issue, because from my recollection when I lived down there, it rained a lot. But apparently this was an issue for a lot of people to make it. So if rain is an issue for you on your commute,
make sure you leave a
please
little
try
early.
And leave early. We will have coffee and breakfast for you there. So arriving early is not a problem. We'll take care of you.
And that was based on some feedback that we had last year, to have the coffee there nice and early, so our geeks can wake up and be and primed for the show.
We will caffeinate you.
And we have a keynote this year.
We do have a keynote this
year. So that's
how
we're
going to
start off the show.
Please make sure you're in the seats and enjoying your coffee bright and early. Second city is Calgary on the 23rd at the Courtyard Marriott Airport.
Free parking, everybody in Calgary, or anybody that's going to be flying in for the show. Very important, because
$40 a day
parking is not terribly cheap in Calgary.
Edmonton River Cree Marriott.
Free parking.
Also free parking, yes.
Might have some gaming for after the show if you're into that kind of thing.
It is at the Marriott River Cree, which is a resort and casino. So leave your wallets at home.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
At
each of the venues, one of the things we have a feedback from last year
cocktail hour.
Was a cocktail hour and a chance to actually get some time with your favorite MVPs and just the people that are on the show. Or some of your colleagues and people that you've actually just met at the show.
Or Simran.
Yes, or Simran.
And Simran.
Sim will be at the show. So
we'd love to answer your questions about becoming an MVP.
Yes, if you have any questions at all about becoming an MVP,
we'll find
some time. He's the
so,
one who can help.
So yeah, we
that.
Call it cocktails and questions. So you can. I'm not sure yet if we're going to do it more informal and just have everybody mingling, or if we'll have a bit of a panel at the beginning. So if there's any questions that you've come up with throughout the day that weren't answered, that will be your chance to get them answered. And if they're still not answered, then you can always do the hashtag MVP Hour on Twitter Hour. On MVP Hour on Twitter.
Awesome.
All right.
So I think that was a pretty good second countdown show that we've had. And we'll be having several more coming up as we lead up to the event. People have been asking me questions about content. And so they've been asking me when we're going to get the full abstracts up for each of the sessions. I'm working feverishly with the MVPs over the summer.
They
to try to get that content.
They are donating their time and they are very busy. So we are, it's not that the content's not there. It's just a matter of whittling it down to those few sentences so you guys know what it entails. It will be there. The sessions will be ready. The demos will work.
Yes. And based on feedback that we had from last year and the recordings that we had from last year, the session recordings, we will in one way, shape, or form, even if it's not live at the event, we will have recordings of each of the sessions available online shortly after the event, not nine months after the event. Somebody might have did that.
We may have had some technical issues last year, but it's all been recovered and they are all posted now.
Yes. And they're actually starting to stream into our Channel 9 site.
That too. Yeah. Absolutely. So, all right. We will see you again in about a week's time and have another countdown and see what kind of updates I can give you.
Where's our next countdown show going to be from? Because we're not going to be at our MVP Days studio.
Somewhere in the US. I'm not 100% sure. If you looked at our first broadcast, first episode
brought to you live from the MVP Days trailer.
That's right, from the camper is where we did it. The out on the lake, actually. So
the knocks that you hear inside of that video, if you actually go listen closely to it,
storm.
It was hail. It was hailing on the trailer while we were
trying to do the video. But we did it. We accomplished it. We got it done. And wherever we are in a week, I'm still not 100% sure where we will be, but we will have another show for you.
Bringing all the gear.
Yep.
We're going mobile.
We never quit.
Yes. Because right. MVPs never quit. That one's for you, Marcos.
I'm not an MVP, but I never quit.
All right.
But I know one.
Sounds good. Okay. Catch you guys later. Hi there, I'm Awesome.
And I'm Super Awesome.
And we're here today to talk to you about a very important topic. What is
my birthday! It's coming up in 11 months!
Wow! And how old are you going to be?
29!
Nice!
Okay, stop. Stop it. Hi. 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 How you doing? Stop. Okay, good. Are you recording?
Let's go in, bro.
I didn't see 3, 2, 1.
Let's go dance.
Stop!
Let's go dance. Okay, are we live?
You tell me.
Are we on the air?
Control of the keyboard.
Yep, I'm pretty sure we're live.
Okay. Hi, I'm Crystal Kawula. Lead coordinator for MVP Day's Community Roadshow. And I'm here with Dave Kawula, Hyper-V MVP.
Captain of Awesome.
Captain of Let's do that again. I'm not recording with you when you do that.